appropriate conclusion.
So that was why we kept sniffing at everything to do with that infernal cardboard box.
Precisely, the string was strayed. Do you remember the string?
It was tarred.
Of a quality and type used by sailmakers aboard ship. A drowsy medical student might have possessed some, but taken into account with the rest of the knot which tied the package.
Of a particular character, you say?
Favoured by sailors. The package was posted from...
Belfast.
An important seaport. The preservation of the ears, as you, Watson, so pertinently observed, like salt pork. A sailor would think first of that, not a medical student. And then the male ear was pierced for an earring.
Oh, it's very clear now, of course.
The key to McElroy's innocence lay not in these counter-indications, which all point to the sea.
No? Then what?
You should have seen it, Lestrade. You really should. The misspelling of the word Croydon.
I instead of Y.
By a medical student living in South London for 2 years and more. Not to be credited.
At the time, though, Holmes, suspicion of McElroy did appear to have merit.
But I approached the case with what was essential. An open mind. And had you been right in McElroy, Lestrade, with what could you have charged him? Breach of the Queen's peace? Abuse of the Royal Mail?
Yeah, well...
Desecration of a corpse?
A hard task to charge that to a medical student.
No, my dear Inspector. Better you should earn the credit for solving an extremely shocking and serious crime.
But do you mean you've found out everything, Mr. Holmes?
Yes, every detail. An answer to my telegram earlier this afternoon has provided me with the only missing piece to the puzzle.
And who is the criminal?
That is the name, Inspector.
Good God.
He's killed twice, Lestrade. Take care.
Are you expecting a fight?
Get a lot of them, Montgomery, do you?
Oh, they come and go with the tide, like the ships that bring them in. One of my specials lost an eye last week, somewhere in a scrum of Malays or Chinamen, I don't know. The Liverpool and London ships are generally quiet enough.
Well, let's hope the May Day runs true to form, then.
Lestrade, isn't that your man?
Could be.
Yes. He's going to walk right into us. There's luck.
What do you want?
Jim Brown, eh?
Yes. Do you want my papers?
Mind the bag, Lestrade.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
You're coming with me, Brown.
Help! Oh, no, you don't!
Shut the door, sir.
Oh, God.
Who's got the derby, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm arresting you, James Browner, on 2 charges of murder. Do you have anything to say?
My God, Lestrade. Like a baby.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, come in. And Dr. Watson, good morning.
Good morning.
My apologies for so early an invitation, but I knew you'd like to see the result of the scheme we had formed to test our theories.
How do you do, Mr. Browner?
You didn't need to come for me, sir.
He intends, he says, to make a clean breast of it all. Though I don't doubt that you'll find it an extremely simple affair.
But to a keen student of human experience, it cannot fail to be interesting.
And to an author, Watson, yes?
Well, I'm not sure that the public taste will accept of the details, you know.
I don't care a plug what you do with my story or me. You can't punish me as I've been punished already. I've not shut an eye in sleep since. Sometimes it's his face, but more generally it's hers. Kind of surprised.
He cared all right when we took him. I have the marks to prove it. But then he says he didn't know we were the police.
I've been jumped once or twice before in port at night.
And right enough, he came docile once we had the derbies on him. Mind you, they usually do.
Tell us about the 3 sisters, Mr. Browner.
It was Sarah's doing.
Oh, come now.
I don't say it to clear myself. I know the man I was. But the root of the business is, Sarah Cushing loved me.
Shillings, 2 and 6 pence. 2 odd pennies for the pig.
In all Liverpool, there was no better woman than my Mary.
How shall we spend it all?
Whatever you say, my love, is what we'll do.
Then I shall take it to the Friendly Society for a rainy day.
And you could have had whatever your fancy was, Mary.
Oh, I have only the one fancy. My Jim.
My love. I had taken the pledge at that time, and I wore the teeth.